Sunday, July 20th. Chloe, Zoe, and I did a group hug for good luck. But before we could take a step toward the boys, Joshua stood up and glared at Victor.
I swear, dude, I am so sick of you saying that cheesy line, being bad is so good. I was about to barf up that peanut butter and jelly sandwich I had for lunch.
Victor spread his arms wide.
Hey, don't be hating on me because you're jealous of my swagger, Mr. Smarty Pants.
Dude, how do you even lie like that, Josh? Aiden snorted, and then added in a sappy, sweet voice.
We're one big happy family, and I'm so cute and perfect, I fart glitter.
What was I supposed to say, the truth? Joshua shot back.
Aiden is so immature, we need to hire a nanny to babysit him on tour so he doesn't poop his pants and pull stupid pranks like toilet papering our hotel rooms and putting toothpaste in our shoes. Actually, the truth is that Nick is so stuck on himself, he kisses himself goodnight in the mirror. And he snores so loudly, we haven't slept since this tour started,
Victor ranted. Nicholas laughed sarcastically.
Really? You want the truth? Well, Mr. Tough Guy Vic is a neat freak, a germaphobe, and afraid of fuzzy little squirrels.
Chloe, Zoe, and I just stared at these guys in disbelief as they hurled insults at each other.
Well, here's my truth, Joshua grumbled. I could be at Harvard instead of wasting my time here with three wannabe musicians who have a combined IQ lower than a bowl of Cap'n Crunch.
Hey, it's not my fault you dudes have the sense of humor of a bunch of elderly nursing home patients, Aiden shrugged.
Listen, bros, you all need to stop making up lies about me, Nicholas exclaimed.
I could see why he would be upset about the mirror thing. I mean, who could be that vain?
Yes, I snore, Nicholas admitted as his cheeks flushed. But come on, it's not that loud.
But what about the mirror thing? My BFFs and I had the same exact question. Is it true?
Victor folded his arms defensively. I'm not afraid of squirrels. I'm just worried that if I get too close, one might accidentally run up my leg and get tangled in my hair. Wild animals can be very dangerous. And they have germs.
Suddenly, the guys started yelling at each other like a bunch of spoiled, bratty kids at recess. Yikes! Thankfully, the door opened and Trevor walked in. I was sure he'd be shocked by their behavior.
Okay, guys, listen up, he said, ignoring the fact that they looked like they were about to have a brawl.
Finally, Trevor sighed in frustration and stepped between the bickering boys to separate them.
Gentlemen, please focus.
It seemed like the bad boys can't stand each other.
You need to come up with your final set list for the rest of the tour. We need to prep for the special effects, Trevor continued.
Let's keep it how it's been for the last 9 concerts, Joshua said. But just add, Don't Play Me Like That as the final song.
Joshua, why does it always have to be a song you wrote? How about something more edgy, Nicholas said. Why don't we end with Haunt My Dreams?
Because we don't want to end with you singing another boring ballad and putting our fans to sleep, Aiden snarked.
There's no energy in that.
Later, Hater is obviously the final number.
Dude, Victor exclaimed. You just want to end on a dance number so everyone can see your twinkle toes while you hog the stage. Again.
Trevor sighed. If your fans ever saw you guys acting like this, your careers would be over. That's when Mallory coughed and nodded toward us.
Actually, Trevor, the girls from the opener are here.
Trevor looked from us to the bickering boys.
Well, okay, he smiled nervously. I guess it's time for some introductions.
This was it. We were finally going to meet the bad boys. It was a teenage dream. Although based on everything we'd just seen,
I was very worried it was about to turn into a nightmare.